are back.
Yay! I'm so happy and excited.
You Can't Make This Shit Up podcast is officially back after a 6-month hiatus. And
episode number 6.
Episode 6. it's been since February.
Yeah, because our last one was Valentine's Day and dildos.
But no, we were going to do an episode around Super Bowl, and that totally...
What the hell?
It's kicked out of the end zone totally.
Well, I should have kicked it out of the end zone is what I should have done. But anyway,
so here we are. It's almost September. It's the end of August.
I know. Where the fuck did summer go? I ruined it. I wasted it.
Well,
like, why?
So spring, summer, you were on a reunion tour, and I was on a tour around the world. Reunion tour. Oh boy.
Like you said, you were on your France trip having a great fucking time.
Oh, not only France, Buffalo, Las Vegas 3 times, Detroit, Boston.
Yeah. I was more like on a reunion tour, but it was more like, it was not a top hit. It didn't make the charts. It was round 20 with the X. Ding, ding, ding. Match over. Tapped out. Done. Wrecked the car.
Hey.
Knocked my car out of alignment. Drank all my alcohol. And went right back to the same old bullshit.
Hey.
When do we learn?
Like, we don't. I mean, dude, I did it. I had tried a reunion tour with an ex-husband probably 30 years, almost 40 years ago. And, you know, you can't keep beating yourself up about it. You got to move on. Hold your head high. You're going to be fine.
And don't throw them a life preserver.
Or a safety net.
Or a safety net. Don't be the net. Do not be the net. Just
safety net.
Just let them fall on their face.
Yeah.
Don't be the safety net. So this, we didn't even say the name of our episode. The name of this episode is Dateable or Undateable? Do you really need to lead a horse to water?
Or why are we bad at dating? Kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah. Well, welcome back, everybody. It's been a long time, and one of us had a mental lapse, but I'm back to the living and reality again, although reality sucks when it's thrown in your face.
But first things first, I've been traveling around the world, literally, yes. And you were training for a new position at your old job and then quickly took a...
Totally different.
Took a U-turn.
I did a 360.
You did a 360, not just a U-turn.
No, but it's been good. And I'm so glad I did it.
And then started a new job.
I was working from home and I really liked it, but I didn't like who was in my home while I was working from home. So it was a good thing just to get out of the house. Working from home can really make you lazy.
Yeah.
Like, it makes you lazy. I would roll out of bed, put my hair in a knot, and leave my pajamas on.
But it's not only that, it's you're in the same four walls, and it's like Groundhog Day. It's like every day feels the same. You don't have any interaction really with face-to-face, with people. I was doing it for a year and a half, and it sucks you emotionally dry of feeling like you're valued in your workplace.
Well,
it's
relationships and socialization. Like, you have you can't wait to go to the first watering hole because it just gets you out of the house.
Right. Like, well, yeah. We're out of COVID. We're out of COVID. We're back to the living. We're back to podcasting.
Yep.
We're back to traveling.
Today I would like to just start out with, life is truly like a box of chocolates. Sometimes you just have to try them all until you get it right. Or in my case, you just smush them all till you get the flavor that you like. And sometimes you don't even get the right flavor.
As long as it's sea salt, dark chocolate and caramel, I'm happy.
Yeah. Where do I find that one? Because I haven't found that chocolate yet at all. So yeah, sometimes we just have to learn from our very hard lessons until we get it right. I haven't gotten it right. I don't know what my problem
is. Hey, you know what? We're all on this journey together. So yeah. We just keep searching and here we are. So
we went through exes, now new relationships.
Yeah.
Aww. That's Hey, got a new relationship, good guy.
We'll see.
Yes, I think it's good. I'm just looking from the outside in.
It's good. Hey,
yeah.
I got to take a leap of faith. I got to put my heart out there on my sleeve again. Yep. And just.
You guys are so cute together.
See where it's going to go.
Oh, it's going to go good.
Hey, I just keep saying, keep it light, keep it fun. Don't get too serious.
Right.
And just go roll with the punches.
Right. And, you know, we've been dealing with same small town drama. I live in such a small town. It's nothing but drama and everybody knows your
business.
Even
our big town is a small town.
Yeah. And we have football season for Jay coming up. He is my senior football defensive tackle starting Woo-hoo. This year. First game's tomorrow night. Can't wait. And I can't believe he's back in school and this is his last year. Makes me kind of sad. Hey. My baby's all grown up. And I am so, I know we all want summer to last, but I love fall. And I am so excited to do the whole bonfire, fall parties, hoodies.
It's time for pumpkin spice.
We get to buy new boots.
Hey, I got some I got to get rid of so I can make room for new ones.
Oh, I'll take your old ones. And I really, really want to give a shout out to our listeners because I know we've been gone for months and months, but we're back.
We're back.
Going to stay back.
Yeah. And it's like, we've had a lot of listeners asking us, when are you going to have another episode? So
yes. And we have
thanks so much for everybody for listening, yeah. Whether you're on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, or iHeartRadio. Thanks for listening. And we're going to kick off the fall months with a few more episodes. So we got a lot to talk about.
I mean, we had so much. I was sitting here typing my episode Thursday. What day? Tuesday. I don't even know what fucking day it is. It's Thursday. My new job, my head's been spinning. So yes, I was typing like a fucking fiend with margaritas. Like I couldn't even, and then I went to bed and I was still thinking and still putting notes in my phone at midnight.
So
I'm
actually,
like, I gotta go to bed.
Actually, this episode may end up being part one and part two because we have so much to talk about.
A lot. And we've missed each other and we've missed you guys. So yes.
Yeah. So thanks everybody for listening. Yes. And shouting out to us if you see us out somewhere. Again, sorry it took so long to get back, but keep listening.
We got lots to talk about.
We have a lot to unpack.
Yes, and roast,
and so
crispy roast. No, it's not just going to be man hating.
Yeah, that was a comment that a few people
and
have
it's not
said,
just man hating. Like, it's called learning.
Yeah, and we're
not counselors by any means.
But, you know, here's the thing that even though it's two women talking about relationships we've had with men, we hear the same thing from men talking about relationships they have with women, whether it's exes, it's current girlfriends. We all go through the same things. Well, it just looks different.
Yeah. That's an episode that I really want to do too. How men get burnt too.
Yeah. Because men get burnt, do. And women are deceitful. Women are haters.
Haters, whores.
They're deceitful. They're
disrespectful.
They're cheaters. They're liars. I mean,
they're just accused of being cheaters.
I mean, let's say the same thing. I mean, we've all been burnt like that before from men, but we know as well as anybody that the men have been burnt by the women.
Yes.
So
it goes both ways. It really does.
It really does. So,
yep.
This is equal opportunity.
Women's rights. Okay. So, are you dateable or undateable? Yes, you're absolutely dateable. You're fucking beautiful. So don't ever think that you're totally undateable. The thing is to teach someone how to treat you from day one. It's critical that you set expectations, that it's a privilege to be with you. And I don't feel physically and mentally, emotionally safe with someone that is not my healthy kind of space. Not at all. I don't even want it in my space. I have dealt with that for a very long time and no longer will I live in an unhealthy space.
Well, and I think too is that being single is not like a death threat. It's like there's nothing wrong with you if you choose to be single. You know, if you're not ready to date, don't date, but stay single and stay emotionally healthy, and, you know, take care of yourself and be okay with taking care of yourself. Have fun being single, doing what you want to do, not having to check in with somebody, fulfilling your goals. You can travel, you have career goals, you want to change careers, and nobody's going to hold you back from that.
And don't be with someone that's checked out.
Right.
They're just checked out and they are undateable.
Well, and I think too that somebody who is ready to date and trying to be with somebody who's not ready to date, it's not going to work. It's like in your situation, he wanted to date and be with you, but he didn't want to put in the work. So that's a whole nother episode too.
That's a whole nother episode. And you need to figure that out way before years or long term. Like, if you really aren't in it to win it, figure that out sooner than later.
Right.
Because you're just making everybody in the whole situation miserable.
Right.
And you can't live like that either. That's not healthy. Again, healthy space.
Right. Well, and don't see that a relationship is a way to change old patterns. It's generally not going to work, you know.
No.
That when you try to get that relationship back to where it was before, it's not gonna
work. If it hasn't worked 20 plus times, it's not gonna work. you can't, what does it say? You can't change the spots
on the leopard.
Yes. On the leopard, good. Yeah,
you can't change the stripes. You can't change the stripes on a zebra.
No, you can't. Yeah. You can't teach an old dog new fucking tricks.
Yeah. Well, same thing as you just said. Do you really need to lead the horse to water? It's like, yeah. You can't.
No, really. You are. No, you're a horse. You can figure out where it is. I'll jump on your back. Take me to the water. Take me to the water. That's right? A song.
It is.
What is that song? So, anyway. This is probably going to be a long episode, but we deserve it. So anyway, don't let them live rent-free in your head. Don't let anyone make you feel like your expectations feel unrealistic. Make them show up for you. Don't stick around if they are shitty and unstable. Pick yourself. You have to pick you first.
Well, it's the whole self-love thing.
Yeah.
And that was one of my topics in the dateable and undateable. Practice self-love. You know, we can't do this when we're just people pleasing.
No.
You can't practice self-love from a negative space. And you also have to practice those skills of protecting your heart.
Right.
So protect yourself and set healthy boundaries.
Right. And not everyone is terrible, but if they can't be consistent and they don't show up for you, then let them go. Just let them go. They are not your person.
Right.
You want someone to be your person.
That's right.
Do not let them waste your time. Those are years you just can't get back.
That's right. When, you know, weeks, months, years, whatever it is. And I heard a good saying the other day is, you know, people who have been married years and years and years, rather than waiting for that anniversary, saying to yourself, do we want to do this another month? Do we want to do this another year? Did you want to, when you were in an unhealthy relationship, did you want to do that for another month with the person you were with your ex? Probably not, but you have to also be willing to tell yourself and recognize, hey, I don't want to do this for another month because it's not healthy for me. He's bringing out the worst in me. I feel miserable. I'm walking on eggshells in my own home. You know, you got to keep asking yourself that question. And even if it's not just once a year, it's every month.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. Do we want to do this another day?
Yeah.
Even sometimes. No. Why do you want to be with someone that you don't like, that you're not happy with
no.
And that it's not making you feel like he's bringing out the best in you. So
no,
that's like so important, that being with someone who does bring out the best in you and brings out the good qualities and is your cheerleader and builds you up.
Yes,
and
because life should not be that hard. Relationships should not be that hard. It isn't rocket science.
Right.
To be a good person.
Right.
It's not hard. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, because I am hard as fuck to live with. I will admit it. Like, I'm pretty picky. I like my house really clean. I'd say I'm
pretty easy to live with. I feel like I get along for the sake of getting along. I don't like conflict and I don't like confrontation. So
should have been at my house a couple weeks ago.
Ooh,
confrontation.
Yikes. I would have said tap out.
I did.
Yeah, I know.
Tap out. Bye, bitch.
Yeah.
Go bring that to someone else.
But
I don't want to live like that.
But the other thing is, like, you have to keep asking yourself the question, even in healthy relationships, what keeps us together? And have that conversation with your partner. And it's okay. Is
communication.
Communication and ask those hard questions. What keeps us together? Or even why are we staying married? That's a question too.
What is the clue?
Yeah. What's the glue that's keeping you together, or what's tearing you apart? And is that repairable? Is it
or is it mortar? Can it be just disintegrating?
Can it be glued back together? You know, whether it's counseling or self work, or just taking a break.
And I'm not saying that, no, just give the fuck up. No, I'm not saying just give up, throw in the towel.
You've given it a valiant effort though.
If you have been to counseling, been back together 50 times, and you still can't get it right on both sides, then just let that person go and move on.
But I think there's so many relationships where one partner sees everything wrong with what the other partner's doing, but they don't see anything wrong with the way, with anything that they're doing, or the way they're behaving, or the way they treat people. They continue to treat people, treat people hurtful, and they see nothing wrong with that. And until they're ready to work on themselves, they're not going to have a healthy relationship.
And some really need medical help.
Well,
like literally, they need medical help. If they can't see what's wrong, or they'll even admit what's wrong, you can't always fix it with just saying, oh, I got this wrong. Sometimes you really have to have more help.
Yeah. You don't have the resources to help that person.
Fix it for them.
Yeah. If you can't fix it for them, if they don't want to fix it themselves. So,
no. So that's a whole nother episode too. We could ramble about that forever. So do you want to take a short break? And then we will come right back. So stay tuned, because we got more. Hi, welcome back. Took a little short break there. Okay, so continuing on about being dateable or undateable, the next segment that I would like to bring up is the undateable portion, kind of. That's kind of a deep subject. Sometimes we have too high of expectations, and by that I mean some people just can't live up to the typical expectations of life. They just fly by the seat of their pants and have no goals for a life or future. And some of us just have really high expectations that are unrealistic. This really has a huge spectrum of what it could be. I mean, it does. But you either step up to the plate and give life all you have, or expect someone to lead the horse to water and drink it for you too. That doesn't work. No, you can go find your water. Hydrate.
We were just talking
about if you can't find water, drink tequila.
I was just going to say, I knew tequila was going to be in this equation somewhere.
I love tequila. I can't wait to drink my bottle that has a scorpion in it.
Ooh.
You going to eat the scorpion?
Ooh,
yummy.
Sounds kind of scary.
Yeah. So undateable.
So in my opinion is I think we feel personally that we're undateable because we're being labeled single, you know, like it has some sort of
curse
or something. And I feel like sometimes society feels like you're single, you know, AKA divorced,
because you're a failure in relationships. And that is clearly not true. And I'm guilty of beating myself up about being quote, quote, single because I'm divorced. And, you know, being divorced equates with, oh, somebody failed in the relationship or the, you know, the marriage or, but that is not the case. You know, there's nothing wrong with choosing to be single. You know, you're alone, but you're not lonely. And, you know, having fun, being single, doing what you want, fulfilling goals, traveling. If you have career goals, you're changing jobs and you want to concentrate on your career, that's perfectly fine. And don't beat yourself up because people are like, oh, well, you broke up again with the ex, or how many guys have you dated, or anything like that. It has nothing to do with being valued and keeping your confidence up. Sometimes we stay single because we're simply afraid of, we don't know what we're looking for. And that's fine too.
Or it's just scary. It's scary. Getting naked with another guy. Like, it's petrifying. Like,
I mean, why? This 57-year-old body.
I'm like, ew. I'm 51. I was like, why do I have to train to get naked in front of another man?
Just keep the lights low. Candles on. You'll be good.
No lights.
No lights, candles,
lights, camera, action.
Everything looks better on candlelight. The curves all look better in candlelight. But yeah, I mean, getting comfortable with someone new is hard.
It's,
you know,
hard. Drink a lot of tequila.
Everybody's gonna look better with a little tequila. No, seriously. I think we have a lot of self-imposed pressures on ourselves. We have to decide, are we going to be dating from a place of always being chosen, quote, quote, you know, you feel like you're waiting to be picked for the team. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not, you know,
I never got picked for the fucking baseball team.
Yeah. I'm not fast enough. I'm not strong enough. But also, you know, don't feel like, don't go into it feeling like, oh, I'm not going to be picked. You know, don't go into it feeling like you're going to be rejected. You have to go into it with an open heart and an open mind. And then also don't go into it feeling like, oh, I need to be saved, you know, or I'm looking someone to have a partner simply for the sake of having a partner. Be emotionally ready to date, not just going into it because you're still healing from an unhealthy relationship, because that's not going to fix it either. Date with intention and date with purpose. And it's hard. It's like, say, it's scary. It takes a lot of courage to date. It takes, an open mind. And it's hard.
Be an open book, not an open crotch.
Don't go into it with open legs. Go into it with an open heart.
Right. You said it better than I did. Close the hoo-ha.
Well, I mean, you have to set consistent patterns to meet people. And that's hard. You know, you feel undateable because, oh, it's easier just to stay home and hang out with friends or with girlfriends and, you know, go to Taco Tuesday with girlfriends and, you know, but also you have to think of it as friends. There's friends that can always introduce you to other single people. And even though it takes courage to date, you got it. I know that's what happened with me. So I was not even looking. I mean,
that's usually when you find
somebody. That's when you find somebody.
It really is.
I felt undateable. I mean, going into it, I felt undateable.
Out there just searching like a fiend.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna happen, probably.
Yeah, and it's more comfortable to stay in a pattern and a cycle that's more familiar. If you push yourself out of your comfort zone, you're gonna meet people, and you're gonna put yourself in those situations where it feels uncomfortable. But that's when you are gonna meet people.
Well, that was my question too. How soon is it to start dating after a relationship? I'm not talking like you just met somebody and you only known him like a month or two, because you can usually like get over that, like, because you're not in it to win it yet.
Yeah, but I mean, just casual dating is different than in a long-term relationship.
So how soon is it to start dating again? Is there a time frame? Do you just wait until your mind is right, or do you just say fuck it?
Sometimes it's not working. You got it. Yeah. Sometimes you just have to say, screw it. Screw fuck it.
Yeah.
Because you can't keep that. You can't take that baggage from the old relationship into a new relationship, because you're not going into it with an open mind when you're in a new relationship, trying to get to know somebody, and all you're doing is complaining about the ex, because neither one wants to hear it.
Yeah. No.
So,
In the town that I live in, everybody already knows it. Like, you don't even have to bring it up.
Small towns are hard. Everybody knows your business, and hey, it's happened to me. I mean, with social media, the minute you put a picture of yourself with your new date, or even if you're just friends with someone, it's like everybody knows it. And then then someone's phone's blowing up and everybody's asking what's going on. I didn't even know you were divorced. I didn't know you were single. Or
just like me. I walk into a local place and they're like, oh, so Bob. Did not mean to say that.
Beep, 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 beep. didn't hear you.
So we see that you're single again because someone's truck is at someone else's house. And we don't live that far apart. So it's obvious.
Right. But small towns are really hard. Everybody wants to know.
And that's embarrassing.
Everybody wants to know everybody's business. And you know.
But when you're back with somebody and then everybody sees you together and then all of a sudden.
They don't.
Their vehicle's at someone else's house all night. That's embarrassing and disrespectful. And I don't feel like I should have to justify that to people.
Well, we also don't have to explain anything to anybody.
No.
You know, people
they
will
do
find
what they do.
People will find out stuff on their own time and through social media. Things spread like wildfire, and we all know that. So it's one of those, that's the hand we're dealt in today's society. I mean, we can't help it with social media.
Well, like, and also you got to think about the resources that are talking about it too. They have nothing else to do.
Right. Consider the source. And I always say, you know what, next week they're going to be talking about something else.
Oh yeah. Or somebody else.
Let's talk about,
realistic expectations or no?
Well, I was just thinking, just to kind of follow up on that, you know, when you're ready to date, we talked a little bit about being, you know, feeling like we're undateable. Are we undateable? Are we ready to date? I was saying, you know, how we want to stay in that pattern of what feels familiar, following on those unhealthy dating patterns, also deciding that you have to decide for yourself. Are you just going to be yourself? You have to decide that, you know, when you're ready to stop people pleasing and you're going to be yourself, because the most important thing is you can't practice self-love from a negative space. So when you're always people pleasing, you're walking on eggshells, even in your own home. And that is negative energy. You can't set healthy boundaries to try to go back out into that dating world when you're hung up in that negative space. So, right.
Yeah, I agree. And I've been there and I've done it.
Yeah. We've all done it.
I have done it probably longer than anybody should do it.
you have an open heart.
Why do you let people in your head bother you? Like, it should not, if they can let go of it a week later, then why let it even exist?
The writing's on the wall when you see it like that.
Yeah.
But when we're in it, when you're in the midst of it, you don't really see it. And you make excuses for that person.
I'm done making excuses. No more excuses. No more excuses for me being a dumbass. We've all done it, and we've all done stupid shit. We've all been guilty of, oh, what are they doing? Oh, why are they doing this? Why did they do this to me? Does it really matter? Does it really matter? At the end of the day, does it really matter?
Right.
It doesn't.
The other thing that I think goes along with feeling like you're undateable, or you feel like you're in that undateable phase of your life, is always feeling like, am I going to be chosen? Am I likable? Am I pretty enough? Successful enough? Am I too successful? Is he going to feel threatened by my success? and sometimes you're just afraid of what you're looking for. You don't know what you're looking for. Like I said, waiting to feel like you're being picked for the team.
Pick me. No, but, don't pick me.
But we also wear our heart on our sleeves, and then that kind of sabotages us to where we feel like we're undateable. So we don't put forth the effort, you know. I'm really guilty of this. Is I just was too bitter and jaded to date, and I took yeah, I took like a 2 year, 2.5 year break. And
how was I before I had this last jaunt?
This last reunion tour?
Yeah.
Bitter and jaded.
Like 9 months. I was so bitter and hateful. Yeah. I passed up a lot of nice guys. Yeah. Because I was like,
well, we all have.
I was like, yeah. Nope, not doing it. Mm-mm. Yeah. Got nothing. I was just going to be the whore.
No, you were not.
I thought about it. Like, it works for some people.
It does. Well, does it, but does it really?
I don't think it really works. No, it doesn't.
The other thing too is, like I say, that constant fear of rejection and am I safe to be myself? And I struggled with that. I know a lot of women struggle with that is, can I just be myself with this new person? Can I just put it all out there and be silly and quirky and not feel like I'm in a constant state of an interview?
That's how I feel now. Like I have the lowest self-esteem. Like I really do. I guess that's back to being bitter.
But that's because, yeah, but that's because somebody has stripped you of your confidence. It's internally, you're not that person. That's what somebody else
I'm has a good made, person.
That's what somebody else has made you feel.
I'm not the best person.
And we've
person.
All been there. I mean, I've been there too. So.
I'm not perfect.
But you can choose, you know, if the other thing is again, just feeling safe to be yourself and get yourself out of that fear of rejection is going to be the best thing about going into new dating with an open mind. And it's okay to wear your heart on your sleeve and be honest with a new person and someone new you're dating, like, this is scary for me. And that's what I had to do is like, this dating thing is scary. And I don't know.
It's terrifying.
Well, it's like, I don't know if I'm going to be good at it. I don't know if I'm going to, you know, I don't really know how to act or what to say. This is like, I feel like I'm in a foreign country trying to speak a foreign language. And
you know how that is. You were just there.
I just was there. That's a whole nother story of trying the communication breakdown. The other thing is like, if you don't choose me, I'll simply just avoid those conversations. That's going to make you choose me. So being honest with a new person, just like, hey, this feels foreign to me. I think you're a great person. I would love to get to know you more and just see where it goes.
Yeah,
and just being honest with.
Being honest. Don't be a ghoster. Like yeah. That is the worst thing.
Right.
To ignore somebody. Like somebody that you went out with, say 5 or 6 times, and then you like text them, or even in a long-term relationship, you text them and all you hear is crickets. Crickets. Yeah. That's just rude. It's rude and disrespectful and immature. If you don't like them, just say, hey, I don't really think it's going to work out.
Yeah. Just say,
be honest.
Even if it's, you know, hey, I realize that, I'm not ready to date again. I think you're a great person, but you know, this is the timing, we're off on the timing and I hope we can still be friends. And that's all you have to say is just be open and honest with someone. But it goes both ways. It's like when you're in a new relationship and it's going great, you feel like you're enjoying your time with that person, tell them that, like, hey, I can't wait to see you again. I want to spend more time with you. But also setting those healthy boundaries too, where
I like the tequila and the candles
and the chocolate covered strawberries.
I pushed all the chocolates. I found one.
But yeah,
I
just tell friends and like, by no means am I an expert on it. I mean, I'm pretty rusty right now. I mean, maybe I'm not as rusty as I was is 2 months ago, but, cause I'm getting back into the dating world again and it feels good now. And this is the hand I'm dealt now, but over the last 2 years, it's like, I put it all on the back burner for a lot of
lot of reasons. You know, I was bitter. I was jaded. I didn't feel like I wanted to put forth an effort. I didn't want to date with any purpose. I wasn't ready to date. I didn't want to meet new people. I just wanted to kind of stay hunkered down at home.
With the girlfriends?
Yeah.
Epic gals?
Yeah. Hanging out with friends. Netflixing, you know.
Netflix and chill.
Netflix and chill by myself with my dog. And that's okay, you know.
Right.
Treat yourself to those times too. But I mean, dating requires setting a lot of healthy boundaries for yourself and just going into it with an open heart and with purpose.
I agree.
What else do you have?
I have, I wanted to talk about some realistic expectations. So there's realistic expectations.
With regards to reunion tours or just with dating?
No. We're over the reunion tour.
That's, okay.
That ship sailed. It's gone. It's way the fuck out there in the ocean. It's lost.
That number one hit just went down to the bottom.
Yes. Realistic expectations. Acting your age. Showing up for you, respecting you, lifelong goals, being mature, respectful, respecting your boundaries, have the same values. You got to have similar values.
Well, making that list of what it is you're looking for and being honest with yourself. And
you can't be on separate pages.
Right.
Or separate books.
Well, and I think at our age is we're on the farther end of you know, closer to the retirement age than in the early career stage. So thinking through what your life is going to be like in 5 years and in 10 years, if you're 5 years from retirement, you're thinking, okay, what kind of partner do I want in my retirement years? Do we want to have the same lifestyle? Do we want to travel? Do we want to move? Do we want to stay near grandkids or kids or whatever? Right. We got to think through those things of where our life's going to take us in those in those years.
And sometimes your lowest expectations of someone are too high for the one who has no expectations of themselves. Some people don't have any expectations other than living in the moment. And that's just not reality.
Well, yeah, that's the type of person who just doesn't have any goals, whether they're...
And that's girls or guys.
Yeah.
Some girls are just out there living in the moment. Like, I can't be that person. Like, no.
Well, we're planners.
Planners. We're Capricorns.
We're Capricorns and we're planners. So we overthink and we overanalyze.
Yes.
What's going to happen next? You know, what's going to happen tomorrow?
I'm so guilty of that.
Yeah.
I have to have everything written down, just like I'm reading right now. Sometimes you can get the man or woman who professes their love for you, but then they just disappear. Like, no, that's not okay either. You can't, that goes back to ghosting too. You can't just profess your love for someone for ever or for a very long time and then just be like, okay, I'm out.
Peace out.
Peace out, Girl Scout. That doesn't work either. That's not expectations. That's not realistic expectations of somebody. And that's not how you have a relationship with somebody. And some other realistic expectations, I kind of just jotted these down. To practice calm communication, you said that. You have to have good communication.
And even if those topics are uncomfortable, I mean,
right?
Yeah, it, at our age,
you have to talk about it.
Well, at our age, we've had baggage.
Blow off the top.
Yeah, we've had baggage and we've had uncomfortable relationships, and it's hard to move on. And what is the right amount of information you give a new partner about the past relationship, and is that gonna,
and or do you even have to explain your past to somebody?
No,
I don't think you should. The past is the past.
I think it comes up eventually, but I think when you're trying to get to know someone in a genuine, authentic way and just let it grow organically, I don't think it helps.
It just depends on what you're bringing up.
Yeah, it depends on the situation.
Like you said, you don't want to get into talking to someone that you kind of may go out with or just starting to talk to. You don't want to talk about your ex, how horrible they were and how pissed off they made you. Like, they're going to be like, What? That's great.
Well, then I think it sets, I think it sends the wrong message that yours, that you could still be hung up on that person. Yeah.
And you definitely don't want to do that. So I'm just going to list these off. You want to fight the problem and not each other. To be totally open and honest, always make up after a fight, you know, little tequila and candles. To participate.
The makeup sex is great. The makeup sex and the makeup time is great.
Yeah, it's awesome. To participate and enjoy your own lives without jealousy, to improve your sex life. Well, Beth, that's probably more your page than my page because I don't have one.
That'll be another episode.
Right. To make time and like.
I mean, not about my sex life. Not an episode about mine.
Well, I don't have one.
I'm just saying in general, yes. Like.
How to improve your sex life.
Yeah, right.
Listen to the Valentine episode. To make time and life fun. And absolutely, they have to validate you. You have to validate each other is what I should say. And make him your king and her your queen.
Absolutely. Or a prince or princess.
Well, it depends on how young they are.
or old.
Okay. Unrealistic expectations. No arguing is a sign of a good relationship. That's unrealistic. Always know why and what you are feeling. No mind reading. Always be available when you're in distress. Always spending all your free time together.
Unrealistic is to feel like you have to spend all your time with that person. Right.
Always in agreement with you. Nobody ever agrees all the time.
Yeah, we 100%. Can't all agree all the time. We have to sometimes agree to disagree.
Yes. And there can't be a different set of rules for the other person.
Right.
You both have to have a set of rules, but hopefully you're on the same road.
Well, I think it's really,
you're in the same lane.
I think it's setting those expectations that we can agree to disagree, that it's not one set of rules for you, but it's a different set of rules for me.
Right. So I just have a little bit more. Do you want to take a break?
Yeah, we'll take a quick one and we'll be right back. Wrap up our night.
What's the margaritas?
Shot?
Margaritas.
We had watermelon margaritas with a little extra Don Julio tequila that came from Mexico.
Yeah.
That's the first time I opened the bottle.
Oh, it's good.
It's strong. If you want just a shot.
And you wonder why we've talked for an hour.
No, if you want a shot before you go home,
Yeah, I don't think I should.
Okay.
I have to work tomorrow. I gotta be a big girl. And have a brain.
Tomorrow I have half a day and I have a pool party and I think I'll be taking the watermelon and the margaritas to the work pool party. So
tomorrow night I have first football game at my son's senior year, and Saturday night is decade of decadence.
Yeah.
At the winery. Wine and decade of decadence. That's going to be so much fun.
That'll be a fun one.
Yes. Okay. So you definitely want someone that is your person. I saw a clip of a reel the other night. And it was very true. I'm not going to say who the reel was by because I don't know if that's like ethical or whatever you call it, but it was true. And all it said was men can and want to change, but for only one woman and one woman only. If they aren't changing, then you're not the one woman.
That's pretty true.
And it's true. And that could go.
I think it goes
for
both ways.
Women.
Yeah. I think.
If
women are in new relationships and they're not willing to change for a man and bring their lives together in a healthy way, then it's just not going to work.
No, definitely not. I do not think having the expectation of making a guy or woman change is completely realistic either, because only if they want to have the same goals and stepping up to the plate, that's my kind of change. I'm not saying you got to change your whole entire life.
Right.
You just got to be a decent person.
Well, I think you always have to keep in mind what your values and your don't sacrifice your character for somebody in a new relationship. Always keep your values right at the forefront.
Well, and you just put it on the table.
Right.
who you are, what you want to do in life.
Right. At our age, at our age, it's like we've already gone through all that baggage and heartache and
how much tequila you can drink in one night. I mean, that's important.
Only if there's limes.
Lime in the coconut. Oh, right. Sorry. I like that song too. Okay, so it goes back to being an adult. You have to be an adult. I know you don't really want to always be an adult, but there is a time in your life that you grow up, be an adult who wants to date in their 50s. I didn't ever think I would be dating in my 50s. I really didn't.
None of us did.
Jesus. I mean, like, seriously.
You and I both know so many people, not just men, not just women, but people in our age group that are starting over at 50, 55, 60, 65. I mean, it's...
Who does this?
I say it's not for sissies. It's not for the weak at heart. So
no.
Keep that in mind.
But honestly,
be gentle with yourself and always give yourself some grace, because it doesn't, you know, dating is hard enough rather than just setting these unrealistic expectations for yourself and that person
or others.
Yeah. You have to keep it light. You have to keep it fun. Don't make it so serious all the time, but set your healthy boundaries and know what you want and keep your values in mind.
Yes. And honestly, if that doesn't work for you, there's always the rose.
Listen to the Valentine's. Listen to the Valentine's episode.
Right? The rose 5-minute boyfriend. Maybe not even 5 minutes.
I don't think it takes 5 minutes.
No. 5 minutes. I'm going to have a heart attack one day.
Hey, women. Hey, ladies, go on Amazon and just type
Google
the rose. Anyway, with that, thank you to all of our loyal listeners who have asked us and wonder where we were. We are back. We value your feedback. Stay tuned for episode 7. We're kind of just throwing this together. I don't even know where this is all going to go, but I think it's going to be a good one. Grow up, show up, step up. Time to rise to the occasion, not just your penis.
And if your penis can't rise, then we can discuss that too.
Okay.
Edie.
email us on Anchor, Spotify, Instagram. Instagram is BethSteph2021. Facebook is Bethany and Stephanie Podcast. Our Gmail account is youcan'tmakethisshitup.podcast@gmail.com. We are hosted on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, CastBox, Breaker, Stitcher. Don't just listen to us. Chat with us. Send us your dating catastrophes for us to unpack. We'd love to hear anything.
Send
us episode suggestions too. Yeah.
Send us episode suggestions.
We've all had dating catastrophes, so don't be shy. Be courageous. Send us those catastrophes so we can unpack.
At the end of our episode, also we'll list the question of the week. And we would really like everyone to answer it. And then we can discuss it.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
Chat with us on Instagram and Facebook or send us an email. Thanks for listening. And we will see you next time on You Can't Make This Shit Up podcast.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Have a great week.